we come to that time in our service where I give a perspective, but I'm going to do a little bit different this morning. I'm going to show a tape of a song, and I'm going to come back and talk about the song in just a couple minutes. Trevor, thank you.
We got dust on our Bibles, brand new iPhones, no wonder why we feel this way. Hey, how you been? It's been a while, and I'm just checking in. I miss the way things used to be back in 2017, and I just miss my friend. Hey, I've been fine, I've been struggling to find some peace of mind. It's the problem of a nation, and in our generation, we're too busy, can't find the time. Are we busy, or is it all a lie? We got dust on our Bibles, brand new iPhones, no wonder why we feel this way. We walk with our eyes closed, blindly blindfolds, and hunger with those idols and dusty Bibles.
That video on a Christian Facebook stream, and it ticked me off. It's like, who the heck is he? And then I started listening to it again, and it ticked me off more, but not at the song. At me a little bit. I grabbed this Bible in the back because it actually has dust on it. When I was in college, our professors in seminary too, our professors always said, if you don't pick up the textbook, you can't learn what's in the textbook. True statement. If you don't pick up the textbook, you can't learn anything that's in the textbook. And how many of us spend minutes scrolling or texting? How many of us spend hours scrolling or texting or playing games, most of which are harmless. I've started going into my room early at night so I have time without this to read the Bible and spend time with the Lord. Because when I go to bed, I do something that somebody's doctor said you should never, ever do. I take this and I sit there and I scroll and read before I go to sleep while I'm listening to the dog snore. We have to make a decision, folks. We're either here or we're here. Is this evil? Not a chance. But it can be used that way. And we get so hung up on what's the next reel on Facebook going to say, or what's the next chat from Instagram going to say, or what's the next tick from TikTok going to say, or what's the next tweet from, and on and on and on it goes. How about, what's Job's friend talking about? What's Ruth's uncle doing? What's Peter doing? What's Jesus doing? Can you find him here? Yeah. Problem is, you're reading Jesus on there and the next scroll pops up and it's about Michigan football. Not a bad thing until it gets in the way. You know, I tell the guys at work all the time, when we're in the middle of our addiction, our drug is right here. We can't see anything else. Same thing here. If we got this here all the time, can't see this. I don't see it at all. We have this here. We see everything else. But we see it different. We see it through his eyes. We see maybe ourselves through his eyes. That would be new and exciting. Because I look at myself in the mirror and I guarantee you 7 times out of 10 at least, I don't see me through his eyes. I see me through my eyes, and a lot of times I don't like what I see. But if I'm seeing me through his eyes, then I'm seeing somebody who is a blood-bought child of the King. Am I perfect? Ask the front row over here. Shush. No, but you know what? Hold on. If I bring the mirror up, neither is the person you'd be seeing in the mirror either. But through his eyes, we're washed clean. Because if we weren't, we're not going to heaven. We can't see ourselves through his eyes. Unless we get the dust off our Bible. Not worry about the next level of iPhone or Android, though why you'd want to get an Android is a whole other issue. Get the dust off your Bibles. I don't necessarily recommend heaving your cell phone across the field, but you know what? Maybe. Because if it's getting in the way, whatever you're paying for the cell phone, not worth it. That's all I got.